At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey guys, David Lightbringer here with a brand new theory about Jon Snow's recurring Winterfell crypt stream. That's me there exploring the crypts with my handy dandy glow orb from Dark. That's right, it's good technology. So yeah, a brand new theory about Jon Snow's recurring crypt stream, why I think it's actually going to end up being a dragon dream, and also a new theory about where dragon dreams come from in the first place. I got into this new theory about 3 hours deep into the recent Jon Snow theory iceberg stream, so I thought I'd clip it out for those of you who might not have had time to crush, you know, all 6 hours of that stream just yet. Plus, I think this is a big theory, and I wanted it to exist on its own. And I'll also talk about the dragon that Bran and Summer kinda sorta saw hatch out of a burning Winterfell at the end of Clash of Kings. I'll talk about the Pact of Ice and Fire between Jacaerys Targaryen and Kriggan Stark. And I'll talk about why Jon himself will be a dragon waking from stone when he's resurrected, thus fulfilling the Azor Ahai Reborn prophecy. One note, I'm pretty embarrassed to have somehow forgotten how to properly pronounce Ertach Altanaz during this stream, and of course Ertach is one of our most beloved fandom artists whom I have interviewed on this very channel, so yeah, I screwed that up. Big apologies, and a big thanks to Ertach for all his great art, of course, and thanks to you for clicking on the video, so hope you enjoy this brand new theory. So waking dragons from stone, again, Dany already did this. She literally woke dragons from stone eggs. What about Jon? He can't wake dragons. There's not really dragons for him to wake. But Jon is a dragon. And we've seen that Targaryen dragon dreams about dragons hatching can actually be about Targaryen people instead. And in fact, there's a great example of this. Jon the Fiddler in The Mystery Knight, talking Duncan Egg here, Jon the Fiddler, who is a Daemon Blackfyre in disguise, Daemon Blackfyre the 13th or something, he has dragon dreams of a dragon hatching at White Walls. And Bloodraven, at the end of the story, says there's always been Targaryens with dragon dreams. He dreamed of a dragon hatching here, and so it did. And he talks and he points at Egg. He's no longer wearing a fake disguise. He has come into his own and owned his Targaryen identity. And that was the meaning of the dragon dream. So, Jon himself, when he wakes up from his resurrection, he will probably know that he's a Targaryen. And so as he wakes from his stony, frozen corpse, he will be the dragon being born. Because he will be coming into his own as a Targaryen and casting off his fake identity, like Egg did. And Jon the Fiddler also had a fake identity. Casting off his fake identity, and Bloodraven, they all had fake identities, casting them off to announce himself as a true dragon. All three of them did it. Bloodraven was Maynard Plum, and then he came out as Bloodraven. Jon the Fiddler was like, no, I'm actually Daemon Blackfyre, and Egg is actually, well, I'm actually Aegon Targaryen, so. There was three of them. Three hidden dragons. Wow, the parallels. So Jon, one of the three heads of the dragon, will be coming into his own as he wakes from stone. So this is how he will fulfill the prophecy. Now the Whites, remember, he's dreamed of being armored in ice, and his body is probably going to be frozen. It's in the ice cells. Bran has a dream of Jon growing cold and hard at the wall. Sounds like an ice white thing. So this art is by Ertach Altanaz. I have to give Ertach mad credit. Mad foresight. Ertach, I hope you're watching. And of course, we had Ertach on to go over this and other pieces, which you can find on our channel. Just look up Ertach on our channel and you'll find the stream. But he got a lot right here. So you can see Jon, formerly encased in ice, he is breaking out of the ice shell like a waking dragon. He has weirwood textured skin. And he's got red eyes like the wolf or like a weirwood, and he's got white hair. And this, I think, is the oldest artwork depicting John with white hair. I'm not sure who said it first. I've been saying it for a long time. Alt-Shift-X mentioned it. Catelyn, when she comes back as Stoneheart, her hair goes white. So John's hair could go white simply from the resurrection process. And that will make him look more Targaryen, by the way. And it'll also make him look like his wolf ghost, especially if he has red eyes, because he has R'hllor fire in him, and white hair. And then he'd also look like Elric of Melniboné, who we talked about earlier. He's got the sword Stormbringer. Elric's actually an albino. And so Bloodraven is a more proper copy of Elric. But if John comes back with red eyes and white hair, he'll be like Elric. And of course, Elric doesn't sit in a cave like Bloodraven. He goes around killing things with Stormbringer. And when he uses Stormbringer, he goes into a bloodlust fury and just kills everything around him too. So we'll see some of that with John. To answer the question from earlier about John's rage, this is how John might look. Him waking out of a frozen body is another waking from stone idea. And he was armored in ice in the dream. So he could be breaking out of that as well. And then Shireen's dream about, she's like, oh, I dreamed of the dragons again. They were coming to eat me. So to answer somebody's question earlier, will Shireen be killed when John is resurrected? It seems very possible. Because if John is like a waking dragon and Shireen is consumed in the fire that resurrects him, then that's kind of like her getting eaten by a dragon. I don't think that's the only way that can be fulfilled, but it does kind of make sense. It's all kind of lining up there at the wall. So John will be upset about this when he learns about it, but he won't have a choice. He'll be dead. So Melisandre will be the one running that show. And Selyse, I think, would sacrifice her own child too. She's fully in the grips of fanatic cultism or whatever. And then Shireen, she is a stone girl as well because of the grayscale. So that adds to the waking dragons from stone if her sacrifice pays for the life. I do want to point out to you, Thoros does not kill anyone to resurrect Beric, and he does it 6 times. So that only death can pay for life thing, there might be some wiggle room there. Thoros is doing fire white resurrection. He doesn't kill anyone. So maybe Shireen will be sacrificed by Mel to raise Jon, but it doesn't have to be that way. Melisandre herself might walk into the pyre and be the sacrifice. So we'll see. So of course, there's multiple rumors about dragons under Winterfell, all of which I believe are talking about Jon's secret identity, first and foremost, as a hidden dragon at Winterfell. So first we're told that the Hot Springs might be heated by a dragon who lives down there. And then the maesters add that, like, well, that's kind of not a crazy idea. You know, the small folk think this, and it is true that the Hot Springs at Winterfell, the activity there, it is similar. They're heated by the same fires of the world that heat volcanoes such as Valyria or Dragonstone. So the maesters know that that is all geothermic activity, right? So when the small folks say maybe it's heated by a dragon, that's, you know, they're not. But it's a cute idea. But it's a dragon association for heating Winterfell. Then we have, of course, Summer's Vision. When Bran is down in the crypts and Ramsay is sacking it, he's looking through the eyes of Summer, his wolf. And Summer sees a great winged serpent whose roar was a river of flame. Now, everything in the wolf dream is described with symbolic language. The towers of Manrock, the swords and knives are teeth and claws and things. So it is probably the case that these are just gouts of fire that looked like a serpent, but the language implies that a dragon hatched out of the first keep of Winterfell. Now, I have tried to make that theory fly. I've tried to give it wings. I think it is just symbolic language. George wants to make us think about dragons at Winterfell because of Jon. And when Bran comes out of the crypts, they open the door and there's a lot of birth symbolism. And Jon is going to probably discover his identity down in the crypts. So the idea of the dragon ideas are all tied to the crypts is my point. They heat the hot springs. They hatched out of the first keep right above the crypts. And then we have Vermax, and the Pact of Ice and Fire. And I do want it to be more, but I just don't see how that makes sense. I have tried. So Vermax, like I said, when Jace goes north in this season in House of the Dragon, he's going to make some sort of pact with the Starks to come to Rhaenyra's side. And it's going to involve Jace promising a future daughter to marry Cregan's son. And that's the Pact of Ice and Fire. The rumor is that Vermax laid an egg in the crypts. I'm wondering if they just brought an egg as a down payment on the pact. But either way, it is a rumor that there is a dragon's egg down there. And so we have three different times, and it all comes within two pages in the World of Ice and Fire, to be honest. That George, if you go to the Winterfell section in the World of Ice and Fire, you open it up and it's like dragons, dragon eggs, dragons heating the springs. And you're like, wait, what is all this about dragons in my Winterfell? It's kind of striking. So, of course, John, some sort of proof of his identity is probably down there in the crypts. Rhaegar's harp, you know, some Targaryen livery, a dragon's egg is one idea. There's something down there. So that's that. This is all talking about John's secret identity. And of course, the Pact of Ice and Fire ultimately fulfilled by Rhaegar and Lyanna. It's reading Rhaegar. That's better. So these are all clues about John. Okay, so who wants the new theory? Here comes the new theory. My new theory is that all dragon dreams come from dragon eggs. So the first evidence for this is Drogon and Daenerys. She has three dragon dreams before she births the dragons. And Drogon is in all of them. Well, he's in the first two, and the third one is the Wake the Dragon dream. I can't remember specifically if he's in that one. The first two are definitely the Black Dragon. And the second one, it's slick with blood, and then her thighs are slick with blood. So it's birthing symbolism. It's implying that she has given birth to this dragon. The dragon immolates her and burns her with fire, but she's not afraid. She emerges feeling whole and new and clean and stronger. And this is when the next day she begins to reverse her whole experience in the Khalasar and begins to take power. So it's a very empowering turning point for Dany. And the dragon in her dream is Drogon. And there's another moment, where she's holding the eggs and she feels something in the egg reaching out to her unborn child in the womb. And so she knows these eggs are alive and she puts them in the brazier. She's like sensing it. And then when she actually wakes them, she says she sensed the truth of it long ago. The fire just wasn't hot enough. So the eggs are essentially telling Dany what to do through the first book. They're like, fire is good for you. You can be cleansed and renewed in fire. You need to burn the eggs. You need to embrace the fire. You are the dragon, all this stuff. So I believe that her dreams are coming from the eggs, from Drogon's egg in particular. And if you think back to Rhaena's custom, Rhaena Targaryen, Jaehaerys' older sister, she's the one who came up with the custom of placing dragon's eggs in the cradle. And it makes a lot of sense. And it tells us that the dragons that hatched from such eggs always bonded with the children from the cradle. And it makes sense, right? If Drogon's egg is sending Dany dragon dreams and reaching out for her unborn child, then you can see what happens. The egg and the baby in the cradle are forming a psychic bond before the egg even hatches. Just as Dany and Drogon did. So yeah, Quaithe is involved, but Quaithe hasn't even met Dany as of the first book. And I think Quaithe is sending dreams only after she meets her and touches her, and that's part of that two-finger touch. Remember that strange thing where Quaithe touches her wrist and it tingles afterwards? It's after that that we get the very clear glass candle Quaithe transmission. So I think she needed to establish contact first and that aided it. I'm not sure. We talk about that other times, but I do feel the evidence is strong that it's not ascending from Quaithe. Like, Dany sees Drogon and is communicating with Drogon's spirit from the egg. That is how I read it. And so it makes sense to put the eggs in the cradles then, because the babies are going to be having dragon dreams and forming a psychic bond before they even hatch. And so, of course, they bond when the dragons hatch, like every time it works. John, remember I just said John the Fiddler had dragon dreams at White Walls, right? Dragon dreams, and it turned out to be a reference to Aegon coming into his own as a Targaryen. Well, there was a dragon's egg at White Walls, guys. Remember? It was a big deal. It was the prize of the tourney. And Bloodraven stole it with the dwarves, the comic dwarves, sneaking up the privy shaft. It's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it. So yeah, John the Fiddler was getting dreams of a dragon hatching at White Walls. The dragon's egg was at White Walls. Potentially, those dreams were coming from the egg. And this is, again, John, a guy named John, was getting dragon dreams, okay? And the dream was really about a Targaryen who was living with a false identity, throwing off their false identity to say, hey, I'm a Targaryen, everyone. So the parallels are absolutely wild. So here's what I am saying. Vermax either left a dragon egg down there, or more likely, there was one brought during the Pact of Ice and Fire, and they stuck it down in the crypts for safekeeping, and it was the marriage was never fulfilled. But that dragon's egg is down there, and here's where it's really going to get convincing. John's dreams aren't about the Kings of Winter. He says, it's not them I'm afraid of, and he's just marching past them, and they're like, it's not your place, but he has to keep going past them. There's something else calling him, and something else that he's terrified of. What is it? It's a dragon. There's going to be a dragon at the end of his dream. When he completes the dream, he's going to see a dragon. And it's going to be an official dragon dream. And it will be coming from this egg that is tied to Vermax and the Pact of Ice and Fire, which was fulfilled by Rhaegar and Lyanna. Do you see how this works? And Jon has already had something that sounds like a dragon dream, in fact. When Melisandre is talking about Azor Ahai and dragons, or Val is mentioning what Melisandre said, actually. And it says, dragons, you know, dot, dot, dot. For a moment, John could almost see them too, could almost smell their hot breath, or almost feel the flap of their wings, one or the other. And so it's almost like a waking dream where he's like smelling them and sensing them almost as if they're right there for a second. So I think that George is slow walking us up to a John dragon dream. And of course, he can't give it to us before RLJ is revealed. But as soon as it is, or as it is, that's what we'll get. So dragon dreams come from eggs. And John's recurring crypts dream is coming from Vermax's egg, or the one that they brought with Vermax. And there's a new theory. So yeah. And this is, by the way, this is Rhaena. Of course, Daemon and Laena's daughter. It is a different Rhaena that begins the custom of putting the eggs in the cradle. This Rhaena, an egg was put in her cradle, but it didn't hatch, unfortunately. It's very sad. But I just thought it was a cool echo, since we have a different Rhaena as a child holding a dragon's egg. And it was originally Rhaena Targaryen who began that tradition. So shout out to House of the Dragon and all the Rhaenas. And yeah, this is Azor Ahai by Crucif. So this is Azor Ahai Jon. This is John completing his dragon dream. We are the dragon. He's staring at us, and his spirit is filled with fire, and the cold skulls are behind him. Something, something. So that's it. That's my new theory. What do you guys think? Is there a dragon egg sending John dreams from the crypts? And we'll see if people like my theory. I like it. I think it's pretty good. And I think it's a nice way to tie up the whole John finishing his dream. John needs to find out he's a Targaryen. It all has to do with the crypts. Is it Rhaegar's harp? Nah, not Rhaegar's harp. Hey, look at that. Dreams coming from dragon egg in crypts. Thank you, Making Dinner, Maynard Plum. Appreciate you. Oh, it's popular theory. Look at this. We got the home crowd here for sure. Home court advantage. Well, you don't have to agree. I mean, it's only a theory. It's not one of those ones that I'm like convinced of, but I think it's a good theory. So let me clarify. Yeah, he's not going to hatch that dragon and ride it. There's not time. He'd need to ride Rhaegal. The point is that there's a psychic connection to the egg and to John's dragon identity. And then the egg itself, this might be the egg that's left over. Like after all the dragons are dead at the end of the story and the others are dead, most of the magic is gone, but we still have an egg or something. Or maybe they'll use the egg for a magic ritual, which I do believe is possible. Dragon bomb theory, stuff like that. But yeah, he's not going to hatch that and ride it. There wouldn't be time. Maybe it hatches as a promise of the future or something. I don't know. I just had this theory, so I haven't gone any further with it. Do you need to touch the egg or be near it to receive that connection? Well, John's been living above it his whole life. So think about it. If there's a dragon egg in the crypts and there's never been a Targaryen living at Winterfell, and then Jon Snow comes to live there, it kind of makes sense that maybe the egg would start reaching out. If there's a, you know, feeling the Targaryen near him. Near it, rather. Cool. So we've got about 75-25 here. That's cool. It's pretty strong. Appreciate y'all. Yeah, and the fear makes sense too, right? Yeah, exactly. You would be kind of afraid of that. Danny was at first.